Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Talk about Rebecca?
Yes. We're Rebecca the intern.
Yeah.
She's coming in for an interview in our office.
I heard.
You did,
she is, by the way, the two of you in the same room.
Explosive.
It's going to be a lot. But that's so great. She's a great kid. She's got a ton of energy.
Yeah.
And she'll sort of like, you're like, whoa. And then you realize she's also really, really bright.
Yeah, she's a real talented kid. We have a bunch of fun projects for her to work on.
That's really great. Yeah. And she's a good worker too. So let me know how that goes. First of all, how you doing? Everything good?
Good. Busy summer. Crazy. Can't believe we're at the end of it.
Oh, it kind of stinks.
I know.
And you're going to Ireland on Monday.
Right. It's part of the Connecticut Ireland Trade Commission. There's a summit with the American Irish Legislative Caucus.
Wow.
And we land in Dublin. We then head to Belfast for a day.
Wow.
And we're guests of their, whatever the government is called. I guess it's Parliament because they're part of the British.
Do you need a valet?
Sure. We're on a bus, though.
Oh, that's okay. I've never been to Ireland. Everyone tells me no. And my sister, she spent almost a year traveling Europe after college, and she said the Irish people and Ireland was by far a highlight for her.
Well, the funniest thing is we met with the Advance Connecticut. There's like a 5-person delegation, and so the co-chair of it and I are working on a higher ed initiative. And so we called them up and said, hey, can you like give us, you know, a little like, we're volunteers here. We're not professionals at this.
Right.
You know, how do we act? What do we do? What's the protocol? They said, you know, the Irish people are so nice. Just be yourself, which
That's
we
cool.
thought was really interesting. Yeah. So then we come back to Dublin. In Dublin, we have several meetings set up. The same thing in Belfast with like Ulster University and stuff. And we interviewed the Connecticut colleges and universities and said, what would you be interested in if the people from Ireland wanted to partner with you? So from UConn, we have the Cooperative Extension Service that's interested in agriculture and marine sciences. We have the Connecticut State Colleges and Community Colleges, and they have a whole host of things they want to do. And then we discovered, I'm sure other people knew, but Sacred Heart has a Dingle campus in Southern Ireland, and they would love to set up some kind of programming in Northern Ireland.
Huh.
So we're going to be kind of feeling out the colleges and universities.
That's right up your alley, because that's one of your favorite. We talked about this earlier. You're probably still sleeping. That you like to bring people and ideas together and see what happens, and that makes a lot of sense. And obviously, you know, I've talked with the University of New Haven. It's not Ireland, but they're setting up a campus in Saudi Arabia, and there's a lot more of globalization with education that gives a lot of opportunity, and I think that's fascinating. I think it's going to be great. We got to have Ray in.
Yes.
Have you seen him at all?
No, I haven't.
I haven't seen him at all either. You know, Food Truck Tommy is leaving us on the 4th.
Oh, that's sad.
And we're thinking of seeing if Ray will come in to get the Last Supper. We're here with Patty LaShane from Sullivan and LaShane and her 4,000-ounce Diet Coke that she gets from only one place. By the way, Burger King is, like, coming back.
I'm telling you, they have new menus. I don't eat the...
Come on, every now and then you'll sneak something, a little nugget or something.
I'm not. They laugh at me when I show up. It's the same thing every morning.
You have the same BK you go to every... Yep. Is it the one in Bloomfield, not near Copaco Plaza?
No, it's right on Farmington Avenue. It's like two blocks from my house.
Yeah, but they're, you know, in this era of fast food, they're actually doing pretty well. Hey, listen, I know politics, you don't necessarily want to take sides or anything like that, and because it's sort of against sort of what you're doing. But I we talked a little off mic about the first district. We actually talked to Toby Moffett this morning.
He's so good. He is. I love the letter that he did.
Oh, to Bronin?
And it's a tradition for him. He does this every time there's a new congressman, and it's been a while since there's been a new congressman. So, yeah, it's funny. When he was running against Lil Weicker, I was working for someone that was very close to Lil Weicker. So I was on
the campaign. You were on Team
Weicker, yeah. I was. And it was kind of funny because then when you know, like that was my first introduction. It was when I was way early in my career. And then when I got to know him, I'm like, what a nice guy.
And plus, he's whip smart. I mean, he just really is. We got to like a tenth of what I wanted to get to. But, you know, anyway, if you want to go to CT Mirror and see Toby Moffett's, it's really like an open letter to Luke Bronin, assuming he will win the general, which most people think that he will. But, you know, he had some things.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
On Reddit, true crime doesn't come from journalists. It comes from the victims, the witnesses, and sometimes the suspects themselves.
Every Tuesday on Crimes of Reddit, we read these posts out loud.
I'm Sabrina Deanna Roga.
And I'm Alexis Linkletter. One of us brings the story, the other goes in blind, reacting in real time, just like you.
New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Crimes of Reddit, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In there that I really liked, and I didn't even get to one of them. You know, one of them was like, just show up in other members' office and talk to them. And I actually think that's brilliant.
It is.
And I also think that he also said, pay attention to Connecticut cities, which I do think that it's like this sort of like unspoken thing in Connecticut. We'll jawbone about Hartford a little bit, but like there's really two Connecticuts. Mm-hmm. And the urban, when it comes to the you know, most people don't care about our cities. People need to be honest about it, right? I mean, there is this sort of like suburban culture, and it's weird because it's not the case in other places I've lived. Yeah. It's just we tend to ignore our cities.
Well, I think they don't ignore them. I think they see what they want from them. Like when there's a UConn game, a city is hopping.
Sure.
Pratt Street is hopping now, but it's event driven. It's not, you know, even though there are great restaurants there, people don't, you know, not usually say, let's go into, you know, Friday.
But that's
night.
Like one level. I'm talking about like institutionally. Like, I don't think that, I mean, I've even harassed Lamont a little bit. I was like, if you want a legacy, like, why not focus on the cities? Get more people to live there. You don't think a governor could make it his or her mission to revitalize some of these urban centers?
Well,
they could.
In fairness, whoever the governor or the elected official is, they can set the tone, but they can't. It's the mayors that have to make it happen.
Yeah.
They can't, like a governor can't go into a city. And if they started instructing the mayors what to do, I think it would
be a little. They give $50 million a year to Hartford. I'm not trying to start a fight with you. I'm just saying they give $50 million a year to Hartford. They could do what they want. And Arunan probably would like everything they'd want to do. But anyway, I thought that Toby's letter was great. And, yeah. and that was part of it. And I have a pet peeve about how we treat our cities here in Connecticut. And what did you think of the race, though? You were surprised by the margin?
I think the margin surprised me. Yeah. I really did. And I think that, you know, the tone personally is like, I'm of the age that I should quit my job and retire, given the, well, you've been there long enough, turn it over to the next generation. But there's value in experience. And I think, you know, maybe that wasn't articulated as well on what that value is. And I think, you know, maybe Toby or another article kind of addressed it and said that it's, you know, what people that have been in office long enough can't talk about what they've done, but how they fit into the next or the future or the next generation and really highlight what their vision is going forward, because the world is changing so fast now. And
true.
It's not a criticism of any one candidate, but I think, you know, that's what hit the voters in the first district is love the guy. I mean, a poll just before the election came up, and that it was a much tighter race by the poll. So I think that was, you know, people who aren't part of doing polling had that as like, well, what's going to happen next? And candidate B told me better than candidate A.
Yeah. I just think they were like, oh, yeah, let's put some sunglasses on him in a commercial and have him talk like he's left of Bronin, and that would work. And
that's not fair, I don't think, Brian.
I honestly think they ran a bad campaign, and I don't know if he was tired or not used to having competition because he's never had it.
Yeah.
But, like, he wasn't accessible to us, and the conversations we had were the same as we've had every time, which is talk about Social Security for 2.5 minutes and then— You know, I think it has been pointed out that, and Toby made this point, and I think you're right to make it too, is that, you know, the delegation works very well together in Connecticut, and the other congressmen and women in Connecticut view this as a loss.
Well, I think also what people might not know is that John spent his career mentoring freshman legislators, so he has a depth of friends. Colleagues there. And I think they're also, you know, it's a wake up call to them too.
Yeah.
And, you know, not that Connecticut, you know, so goes Connecticut, goes the country, but I think a lot of them probably will think again as they come up for their reelections, you know, how do I manage this kind of shift in generational thinking between, you know, our generation and the ones that are, you know, kind of looking for the next vision.
Patty LaShane from Sullivan and LaShane joining us here on Brian and Company. I know you have good relationships with people in the governor's office, but I mean, does Fazio have any chance here? Or, I mean, is he running for 2030? Like, how do you view it?
I think it's hard in Connecticut. I mean, when you look at how it's stacked for voter registration, and I think, you know, the primary didn't dictate really. How do I want to say it? Didn't really dictate a fair comparison to what's going to happen in the general election. Hmm. Because when you look at the independent voters, they have a huge margin of votes if they get out.
Right.
And I think you're also going to see a lot in regular elections. I think you're going to see a lot more older citizens coming up that have their own opinion about where Connecticut should go. So I think, you know, there's going to be some balance. You know, I'm not really a political pundit, and I don't follow it that well. But the margin, I would be surprised if the margin was as large as the primary margin was
with Fazio and Lamont.
Yeah,
I think it'll be tighter too. In fact, the Fazio people, the last poll said it was 20 points, and they said their numbers are much, much tighter than that already.
Yeah,
it's hard to beat a two-term incumbent with that much money and that much name recognition, yeah. But.
And I think also both of them being from Fairfield County kind of cuts into the Republican vote. So
interesting.
I think
that and also for Fazio, I do think there's a lot of independents or even they lean right who aren't Trump people, and I think that becomes an issue that doesn't necessarily help them either. What about this democratic socialist stuff? We only have like a minute, but do you
think that's interesting?
Yeah, how do you view it?
I personally am true blue, red, white, and blue American. Mm-hmm. There's a little scariness to it, but it's fascinating how it took off like a rocket. And it's not just, you know, our state, I don't think it did. You know, I think Elliot ran a progressive campaign, not a democratic socialist campaign. But in other states, as you hear the news, you really wonder what is going on in that state.
It is. And do you think it'll hurt the party in the general with some of these candidates who won their primaries?
I don't know. I don't know enough about other people's states. I don't think it'll make that much of a difference in Connecticut. I don't see it yet.
You guys ramping up. You got the big session coming up. And anything else going on in your world?
No, except for space.
Yeah, let's talk about it really quick.
Okay, there's a lot of stuff going on in space. I just heard this in the news, so I don't know too much about it, but supposedly there was a resolution or something coming out of the White House that's going to invest more in the commercialization of space. And that's really where all the new... All the newness of exploring Mars and exploring the backside of the moon and getting ready, you know, to prepare for possible life on some of these planets. So I think that's exciting. And, you know, it excites me because I think that we've learned a lot from space so far. And, you know, my Patrick is this nutball when it comes to there are aliens out there.
Convinced. Yeah.
I don't go that far.
Did you see the Spielberg movie this summer?
No.
It's supposed to, some people think it's a significant, if you believe in that stuff, it's something significant to watch. Patty, so I wish we'll come in for a whole hour next time. I just really wanted to catch up with you.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.